Welcome to Copper Country Today. We're heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3, and our program is brought to you by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at any of our station websites. Sites, thewolf.com, kbar102.com, or wccy.com. Now, coming up in the second half of the program this morning, I'll be talking with Jeff Ratcliffe. I've been looking forward to meeting him. He's the new director of the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance. My guest here in the first segment is Diane Peterson. Diane is president of the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau. Some exciting stuff is happening. So welcome to the program, Diane. Thank you for taking some time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by kind of defining our summer season here, because we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, next weekend, and downstate they say that's when their summer tourism season begins. Does ours begin that early?
It does start kicking off.
Do we get a lot of influx of people over Memorial Day? Or I tend to think of Memorial Day with school still in session, at least for downstate Michigan people. That's the three-hour trip north or the four-hour trip north, not the 8 or 9 hour trip to the Copper Country.
Memorial weekend for us is more reunions, family gatherings, so we see a lot of influx for that.
Okay. So our summer season then is about to get underway too.
Yes, and we're all excited about it.
Very much looking forward to that. Do we see these tourists coming from downstate in Michigan, or do we see more of these tourists as we get into the summer from Wisconsin and Minnesota?
Our biggest market is surprisingly downstate, from the Lansing, that area. We do get quite a bit out of Wisconsin, Minnesota, but the majority of them come from downstate.
Really? I would have guessed Wisconsin.
Yes, most people would.
Of course, we're going to be working on that very soon.
Definitely.
Let's, for folks who are not really familiar with what the Convention and Visitors Bureau is, run down a little bit about what you do.
Our job is to make sure that we can fill the beds that are here. So we help bring people into the area. So our job is to do advertising, mailings, that kind of thing, kind of get the word out about the Keweenaw.
And you are funded how?
Through the 2% that the lodging facilities collect.
So you're basically getting a little bit of a piece out of every hotel bill.
Yes.
That gets paid here in the Copper Country, and that goes into the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you do this a number of ways. You, of course, operate the Visitors Center in Calumet.
Yes. We have a building of a secure site there.
And people can stop there, and that's staffed?
That's staffed Monday through Friday. During the summer, we are open on Saturdays. June through August, I believe. And you can call and leave. If nobody's there, you can leave a message. There's things in the vestibule, pamphlets that you can pick up if you're looking for things to do in the area.
Okay. Now, we've changed here in the Copper Country over the last few years. We've developed, for example, these extensive trail systems that people are coming now to ride bikes on and hike on, and in the winter they cross-country ski and such on these trail systems. Do you play a role in the development of those, of that infrastructure?
We don't develop it. What we do is we help support it with advertising, and we support the ATV, snowmobiling, all this, you know, the cross-country skiing, the mountain biking. We have so much to do in this area that, you know, we're fortunate that a lot of our groups have been able to take ownership of these things and bring them forward. So we're there to support the advertising.
Yeah, we have some great groups that run these trails and develop these trails. They've done wonderful work, haven't they?
They've done excellent work.
And we now have renowned world acclaimed systems here.
Yeah, we have a silver level ride center in Copper Harbor. There's only 5 of them in the world, 3 in the U.S., and the only gold center is in Park City, Utah. So we're right up there with...
Yeah, we are the best of the best.
We are.
As they say. Has the development of this infrastructure changed the way you market our area?
Oh, definitely. We're always looking at what is bringing people into the area. What are they looking to do? What's the newest trend? Right now, mountain biking is a huge draw. In the winter, of course, you know, it's the skiing, it's the sledding, it's But ATV is another big area that you're going to see, I think, really explode in this area.
How do you reach out to these people who like these trails? This is, I would guess, a younger demographic, perhaps?
You know, it's surprising how many elderly, well, not elderly, I shouldn't say it that way, older people, myself included, enjoy this kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm elderly now, too.
Reaching out, what we do is, one of the big things that the Visitors Bureau has done this year is we've partnered with Pier Michigan. And Pier Michigan went from $25 million to $29 million in advertising. $2 million of that is going to be spent just in Ontario, Canada this year. So in being able to partner with Pier Michigan, we're going to see a huge influx, I believe, of tourists in the area.
Let's start talking about that, because you are rolling out a campaign in conjunction with Pier Michigan in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Why Milwaukee?
It's one of, well, when they did the testing to see where we could pick up more tourism, Milwaukee being only 357 miles from us, it's a short trip. So we can pull that area in, but we need to get the word out there. People forget we're up here, I think, sometimes.
Well, and I suppose that there's, to me, we're in Michigan. When I lived downstate, if I came to vacation here, I was in Michigan.
Right.
It was, there's a little bit of a different cachet to an out-of-state vacation, I suppose, even if it's just rolling across the Menominee River. So do we think we can pull more people out of Milwaukee up here?
I believe we can, especially with the ads. Our radio ad is going to feature Milwaukee, but on top of that, Pier Michigan has in Chicago, a lot of the Detroit, Lansing, all of those, the bigger cities is pushing Pier Michigan right now. So they're going to drive them to the website. We're on the website as a destination place to go. And that being said, then we're going to get more exposure from it. People are going to realize what we have up here.
Okay, so are the radio ads that are coming out, and they're going to feature Tim Allen from Home Improvement, who is a Michigan guy.
Yes,
he grew up in the Detroit area, went to Western Michigan University. Will they be talking about our area, or are they simply designed to push people to the website where they will see our area?
It's all our area, and if you get a chance to go onto the website itself, Pier Michigan, it's up and running. And you can listen to the radio ad, and it'll give you goosebumps. Because I grew up here. I'm from this area. And listening to the way they worded it, and just Tim Allen's voice always gets me to begin with. But it gives you goosebumps. It makes you want to go back to that kind of situation.
Yeah, I want to go home. Oh, wait a minute. I already am home.
Exactly.
I live here. We are lucky enough to be here. They say you should live where you like to vacation.
That's right.
So we are all very fortunate to be here.
Definitely.
So how much does this cost us? Because I know radio advertising time in Milwaukee is not cheap.
Well, for every dollar that we invest, we've been shown the demographic that we get about $6 ROI, return on investment.
And so that's money that comes back to us that the tourists spend for lodging, for meals, for entertainment?
Exactly.
So what do we pay out?
Well, they have very, very many different levels. We're starting small, and we're starting with the summer campaign, which is going to run now starting, I believe, the 15th, well, was 15th of May, and going forward. And we put in about $30,000, and then the state of Michigan or Pier Michigan matches that. So $60,000 have gone into this advertising campaign.
Okay. And this is all money, this $30,000. This is all money that's come out of these hotel taxes.
Yes, that we've been able to budget for and pool our money kind of, you know, we're getting really good at watching what we're spending our money on to make sure that we're getting a return on our investment.
My guest is Diane Peterson. She is the president of the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau. We're talking about the new radio ad campaign that's going to be rolling out in Milwaukee that features Tim Allen talking about vacationing here in the Copper Country. So he should come and vacation here.
Oh, I agree. I've sent him an email. I'm bad like that, yes.
Yeah. Come on up. You'll see us.
And Matt Lauer. I'm trying to get both of them this way.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Exactly. Where else could you go and he could have a different thing every day?
He should be. We should put him on Isle Royale.
Yes.
We should put him on
the Brockway
Quincy
Mountain.
Shaft. Yeah, yep. Brockway Mountain. We should do all of that. We have lots of area here. How do you, as a board balance the investment between, for example, Copper Harbor, which is kind of a unique little destination, and the southern portion of the peninsula, Houghton and Hancock and Calumet and Lake Linden and such. How do you make that balance?
We have an excellent board. Several of us are big hoteliers. You know, we manage our own properties. So there's some, you know, discussion as to what we all feel. Everybody has their own opinion. But in essence, I mean, we come up to a compromise. And we don't try to favor one area over the other. We work really hard at making sure that we're advertising both. Because it is. We are, you know, we're the copper country.
Yeah, but and particularly Copper Harbor, which is just kind of a unique little place. It's not next to any place. Lots of people, I'm sure, visit Houghton and Hancock, Calumet, never make it up to Copper Harbor. Do they have some kind of special needs there?
You know, there's always a need to get the word out. And, you know, working with the Copper Harbor Improvement Association, and it comes down to working as a team. I mean, it would be working with the chamber, working with the Copper Harbor. Everybody has their own need, and we work really hard to make sure that we can fill anything that they would need.
How do you balance summer versus winter?
Well, it's surprising because a lot of people think, oh, Copper Country, all the snow. And they think that that's our biggest tourism season, and it's not. We get about 41% of our tourism comes in the summer. So that's one of the reasons why we decided to start small up here in Michigan, move forward on the summer, and hopefully our goal is to be able to bring winter in on it. And then we get about 31% comes in the winter.
And some probably fall for color tours.
Yes.
I know I see the buses come through sometimes in the fall, so there are people who charter through here. And we've got beautiful fall colors. So we're in now with Pure Michigan. And that's not inexpensive.
Right.
So obviously something had to be shifted. What are we not doing because we're doing Pure Michigan?
We're doing things better. It's not that we're not doing some things. We're looking at how we're doing them. We've streamlined some areas. We have a new website that's going to roll out at the beginning of next month that is going to give us a lot more flexibility in user-friendly, being able to have a one community calendar. So if you're scheduling something, you can call the Visitors Bureau and say, hey, this is what I've got going on. What would be a good date? So that we're not all doing the same thing on the same day. So we're maximizing our beds, which in turn is going to help the area because it allows us to advertise more. And then, you know, the website itself is going to be a lot more user-friendly. They'll be able to go on and get the link to the chamber, get the link to Copper Harbor, and it's going to be a huge increase. But there's nothing that we've lost. I want to make that clear. We're doing it better.
Okay. What other things do you do besides this Pure Michigan campaign? How else do you reach out?
We do some billboard ads. We've done some online. Social media right now is huge. We're running a couple of different programs through that. So we have advertising set for that too, so where you can reach up to 10,000 people in a one post shot. So there's different things out there. It's just getting more creative.
So we have sometimes we know we get really busy.
Yes.
We have sometimes that, you're in the hotel business, sometimes that you look at the parking lot and go, oh, my word, there ain't nobody here. Are there thoughts being developed as to how we can start to fill in some of those gaps? We know we'll do pretty well in the summer. We generally do pretty well in the winter. Fall, you get a week or two for color tours. Spring tends to be a little, the crickets are chirping.
Yeah, we have about 15% come in tourism in the spring and the fall. Those are big areas that we would love to see improvement on. And one of the things, you know, we're looking at doing is, okay, what can we schedule? What event can we schedule? And which is Kiwanis Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we need to look at different things that we can bring into the area at those time frames.
My guest is Diane Peterson, the president of the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau. My name is Todd Van Dyke. You're listening to Copper Country Today. In the second half of our program, Jeff Ratcliffe, the new director of the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance, will be my guest. Let's talk about the other half of what you do. We talk about the visitors a lot. What about the convention side of things? Do you reach out actively to try to bring groups of people into the Copper Country?
We do a lot of fam tours where we have a lot of writers that come into the area. We've had some really big write-ups in different magazines, ATV magazines. Midwest Living is going to be featuring us.
Lake Superior magazine, the current edition, has a very nice write-up about downtown Houghton in it.
Yes. So we sponsor those kind of things. And we just had a TV show called Great Getaways film up here. They came through. They were up here 20 years ago and filmed a segment on the Keweenaw. And they came back, and I spent the whole day with them. I had a blast. We met the governor and everything. And they filmed basically the same segments. So it was neat to see 20 years from now versus now.
Have we changed?
Not a whole lot. It's surprising, which is a good thing.
Yeah, to me, that's part of the charm. I know that sometimes we get a little envious of what happens in more populated areas downstate, but a friend of mine talked to me about Traverse City a while back. He lives in the area. He says, I love Traverse City. It's great. I said, I loved Traverse City 40 years ago, before it had the big malls, before it had the huge hotels, and before it had the big traffic jams and all of the stoplights. This area reminds me of Traverse City 40 years ago, in which it, you know, more mom-and-pop businesses, smaller motels, mm-hmm. not so much congestion, and a lot more access to the area for visitors coming in. I like being the way we were 20 years ago.
Well, I grew up here, but I spent about 11 years away from here in a big city, and I came home to raise my kids. I mean, this is the place to be.
I tell my friends how proud I am that I live in a county that doesn't own a stoplight.
There you go.
Because I live in Baraga County. We don't have a single stoplight in the entire county. So what about more specific convention type of things? Is that something that's reasonable for us to expect, that people will come here for their company conventions or their group and organizational conventions, or are we just a little bit too far out of the way for that?
I don't think we're too far out of the way. I think that's an area that we're just starting to explore, being that the board is 100% volunteer, and it takes a little bit, you know, of shuffling around. We all have our day jobs, per se, but we are looking at that area. There are several places that do bring their employees up and do different conventions up at the Mountain Lodge, at Tech. So it is happening. We just need to expand on it.
Okay, so there is some of that going on, and that's perhaps a potential area then of growth for us.
Definitely.
There have been suggestions made to me over the time that I've been doing this program that perhaps there would be wisdom in uniting the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce, that perhaps there is some overlap there. They basically operate the Hodge Center, which is kind of a, you know, that helps with the tourist stops and things of that nature. How do you work with the Chamber of Commerce at this point?
Well, the Chamber has been awesome. I understand they did, you know, years ago there was a lot more overlap. Right now, if a tourist comes in and asks questions about tourism, they direct them to our office. Or they have, you know, at the visitor center here in Houghton, they have quite a few pamphlets of the different area. What we see with the Convention and Visitors Bureau is our job is to bring them in, and then the chamber's job is to keep them here. You know, they're here to help support these businesses to make sure that these things are in place so that they have a good experience.
Okay, would there be any benefit in uniting the organizations in terms of, I mean, they're in the process now of hiring a director, so they have full-time staff where... You
know, we have two full-time
staff.
Yeah,
you do have two full-time staff, but not... Do you have a person on the staff who basically is a director, or are you just have staff?
We have staff. Donna's been with us for... In fact, I was just talking to her about this the other day, almost 30 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, she's awesome, and we would be totally lost without her. She knows the ins and outs of everything. And, you know, when it comes to working with the chamber, we're always – that's my biggest goal is to get all of these groups together. We all need to work together as a team, because without that teamwork, we're not going to be able to succeed in any area.
I know that – and it's something we'll talk about in the next segment here with Jeff Ratcliffe, that there's a consolidation going on in the economic development side of things, KEDA and WHOOPITR and all of those initial alphabet soup
right.
kind of groups are talking about bringing their situation together just to get a little bit more efficiency. Has it been discussed or is it something where you're very comfortable continuing with what you're doing on your own?
I think we're very comfortable. I don't want to think that we do it on our own, because without the product, we wouldn't have anything to advertise. So it is a teamwork thing. And, you know, I've met with Jeff. Jeff is awesome. And, you know, working together as a team so that if there's an area that they can't handle, we would handle it.
So when you're out about, because you're the Convention and Visitors Bureau person, where do you like to go?
Where isn't there to go? You know, one of the things, and I'm gonna quote the Pure Michigan ad, is you can set your feet in a different beach each and every day.
It's true, right here.
I mean, and people don't. I think sometimes we forget what we have. Going, you know, just taking the drive up to Copper Harbor as you come over that rise, and you're looking down on the harbor. I mean, it gives you goosebumps.
Yeah.
So there's so many different things. I mean, Houghton and Hancock. Look at the beaches we have here. Look at the shopping. You know, I mean, it's amazing what we do have, and people forget that we're up here. And then now we have the National Byway, Copper Country Trail Byway.
Yep.
I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, the different organizations that are out there working to promote this area.
A few years ago, when the economy kind of went south on us for a while and people couldn't afford to take vacations, I remember talking over a couple, three summers, saying, take your vacation at home. We have all of these wonderful things to do. And I have a whole bucket list yet of places that I haven't been in the Keweenaw, as many years as I have lived here and years before that I have spent here. That's something we should probably think more of.
Definitely. I mean, just taking a day and doing the waterfall tour, you know, check out the waterfalls. We have more lighthouses in our counties than any other county in the state of Michigan. I mean, most people don't realize that. They don't realize that we have that underwater preserve if you're going to go scuba diving. We've got the National Byway and the Keweenaw National Historic Park. And all the things that go along with that. Just taking a day to get on an ATV. I did that one day. We went from Calumet all the way up to Copper Harbor and back. There's things that you'll never imagine you would see until you get on the back of an ATV or a snowmobile.
I've got to try that sometime.
It's awesome.
I put that on my bucket list, too. The National Historical Park. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact has that had on tourism?
I think it's been huge. There's a big following that we've seen, that people travel for history. So we have Fort Wilkins, we have the historical park, we have so much history in this area. We are the copper boom. This is where it all started. So we need to get back to our roots, I think.
The opening of the visitors center there, did you see an impact from that now that that's open?
Yes. And I'll say that I've been in there, and every day I go in there, I've been in there several times, I find something new. People think, oh, it's just a little, you know, museum. There's something new to find every day. There's something new to find in Houghton and Keweenaw County that you can discover each and every day.
Yeah, that's I've been in there a couple times too, and I'm a history buff anyway, and it just fascinates me. So, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, do you need volunteers to help with things? Do you need folks to assist you?
You know, just letting us know if there's an event going on. If you're planning a fundraiser, if you've got somebody coming in to do an event, let us know so that we can put it on our website. We can get the word out, and trying to stop some of the overlap. I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen, that we each have our own thing that we want to work on in a year. My big push is this community calendar. Everybody does a great job on a calendar, but I don't think we do it well enough together. So, you know, there's no misconceptions about if I'm holding an event in Calumet and there's 400 people coming to an event in Houghton. You know, let's make sure we maximize on that, because it's going to only help all of us.
If I wanted to get in touch with you or put something on that calendar, how do I go about it?
Just contact the office or email at info.keweenaw.
How far in advance?
You know, we're just starting the new website. So right now, Amanda is our lead on that, and she's really good at keeping it up. If you get it to her, she'll put it on there.
All right. And particularly if you're going to try to develop this as a scheduling tool, obviously the earlier the better.
Definitely.
It serves, I suppose, two purposes. First of all, it's a promotional tool for the events that are up there. And that's okay if you put it up a couple of weeks in advance. But if you just let you know about it a couple of weeks in advance, that doesn't really help you avoid those scheduling conflicts right. that you're talking about. So get right. information as early as possible. And I suppose it would be possible for someone to call and say, hey, what about this weekend? Is it open? Is it available? Or is there going to be a huge conflict that I'm going to create if I go to this weekend? You can give them counsel on that?
Oh, definitely. That's my ultimate goal, is to be able to have it in place as a tool that way. And we send out anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 mailings a month from the Visitors Bureau, just to people who have called or have emailed and requested information on our area. So getting this calendar in place and being able to show them when they go to our website, look at all the stuff that we have going on.
Yeah.
You know, it'll bring them here. It'll keep them here longer, and it'll give them a good experience.
Diane Peterson from the Keweenaw Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you for being my guest in this first segment of Copper Country Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And stand by, Jeff Ratcliffe, the new director of the Keweenaw Economic Development Alliance, will be coming in just a few minutes. You're listening to Copper Country Today.